What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Rip City Rundown podcast. Boys, we've got all three of us in the building for tonight's podcast. It is February 3rd. Blazers Suns actually just tipped off. We have a 24-9 lead right now. Hopefully that stays. Vibes are high. Scoot Henderson's coming back soon. Giannis could be on a train, a plane, whatever, sport of transportation to Portland. We've got a lot to talk about. West, how are you doing on this fine, fine February night?
I'm doing good. It's a busy week for the trade deadline. We saw some deals go down. Jaren Jackson Jr. to Utah, the weird James Harden deal. So it's nice to see that the NBA is doing stuff and not just waiting on Giannis. We can talk about what if we think he'll go, he'll stay. It's great to be joined by Cody. You know, Cody, you made a great comment and we brought it up in the podcast last time. You said it's time for the Blazers to make a swing. You said we never get it. We always are like, I don't know. We always not strike out. We never even step up to the plate. So just from your perspective, I know you haven't really been deep diving it, so to speak, but do you think it's time for the Blazers to make a swing? I just want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, trade rumors for the Blazers are at arguably an all-time high. Not just because, oh, we could get Giannis, but since we have the picks, we have a lot of leverage in this potential pick. So I think the Blazers are probably at an all-time high since the Damian Lillard rumors, I would say, in getting involved in a trade, potentially this deadline or summer.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think, of course, we've talked about this a lot. We'll probably rehash a bunch of conversation and just add new nuance, new news that goes with it. But the Blazers are just going to be involved in general in any trade because they have those Bucks picks. They'll be definitely involved in the Giannis trade. We haven't even talked about they have made a trade themselves. They have traded Duop in a couple seconds for Vit Krejcik.
Yeah,
butchering his name. Haven't even heard Kevin Caballero say his name on the broadcast. I believe he's active as of now, but we'll kind of, for all we know, he could be getting in the game for the first time as we're talking.
You guys, just as someone who hasn't been on the pod a few times, what is your opinion about Giannis existing in Portland? Like, obviously, from the casual NBA fan, they're just gonna be like, oh, we want the best player, of course, on our team. But you guys know, you know, all the underworth ground of all the behind the scenes stuff with our trades and picks with we can swap with other teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll go first. I think I was actually going to throw a question to you guys. So I'll start with that and then I'm going to explain. Would you rather have the picks or get 1 year of Giannis? And I think there's been a lot of reports that he's not going to re-sign in Portland. I mean, first of all, like, Portland's not the best market in the world, but I mean, my gosh, I mean, he's from Milwaukee. So I guess he wants to go to a big market. I get it. He wants to be close to Greece and everything. But if you're the Blazers, you take a page out of the Raptors book and like, you have to go one for one. So I'm curious where you guys are on that. I think the Blazers, in terms of a deal with the picks, like I said, they can offer right now the strongest package in the league if they wanted to. They could offer all three of those picks back. They have some picks additionally to that. They have the young, you know, blue chip, quote unquote, blue chip prospects and Scoot or Shaden or Klingon even. And we have salary matching. We can match salaries as well with Grant or Robert Williams. So the Blazers have everything you're looking for. You hear reports from like the Heat. Of course, the Heat are going to trot out the same mid freaking second, third year guys. Like, is Jovic your blue chip? I mean, not for me.
I would just be interested to see what the consensus of Blazer fans think about this. Like, are you guys on the Giannis trip? Because we saw Giannis and technically Dame, who supposedly will be our best player next season. I feel like we can probably agree it'll be Denny, but we saw a world where, you know, they were injured all the time, but a Dame and Giannis world, Doc? That is also a huge change and addition to that.
It's a good point though, Cole. Like, would you rather have the long-term, you know, plan with the picks, or do you want Giannis now? I think that's a fair question. Some people don't want to mess it up.
For 1 year, I'd probably rather just stick with what we got, just because if it was like Giannis or the picks just in a vacuum, I'd take the year of Giannis, but it's not just that. It's also a Shaden Sharp, a Scoot, other players as well. I'd rather, if Giannis is coming, if we trade him right now and he is here for half a year and then 1 year, it's a tough decision because there's, again, not many times you get Giannis. And for the most part in all these trades, you're really only giving up Grant and then Scoot or Shaden. So two players for one, and then the picks are just the picks, and they don't help the team right now. So it's tough. I probably would rather not do the trade if it's not long term. I did see that, like, they just dropped a report. Mark Stein said, the quote is, "Holiday remains a trailblazer as we speak. And as the Stein line first reported over the weekend, Portland has conveyed to Milwaukee that it would love to trade for Antetokounmpo directly if it could. Sources say, however, that Antetokounmpo's camp has continued to signal no interest in a contract extension with the Blazers, which would dissuade them from surrendering good assets to trade for him and likely limits Portland's realistic involvement in an eventual Antetokounmpo deal to third-team facilitator status."
And I think
that's where we're at, and that's a fair fine. That's a fair statement right now.
I think if you're the Blazers, and to Joe Cronin's credit, I think he has made good marginal moves, like, you know, the trade with Atlanta sending Duop out for Vit. And I think Joe is on a run of solid moves and solid drafting. Yang is the project. I'm going to just take a stab here and say, like, Mike Schmitz was all in a zero on that one. But, and also, it's funny, every time the Blazers trade for someone, like, they trade for Viz, like, Schmitz, big fan of his game, or something like that.
That's,
like,
funny.
Schmitz, you know, has his fingerprints all over all the moves. But I just want to say, the Joe Cronin, like, we want you to take a swing, but I think knowledgeable Blazer fans, you know, smart fans in general, like, know that, like, it's a win-win here. Those picks are so valuable regardless. Like, you don't need to go, if you don't get Giannis, the one thing you can't do is go below those picks on a player that's not going to, you know, really change your team.
I mean, forget Giannis. Next season, the presumable plan is to have a Dame and Denny team, a Dame and Denny duo that we at tandem that we haven't even seen yet. So Giannis is just, would just be a blockbuster, just crazy addition. But I feel like we're just like a growing flower, and we were just a seed in 2022. And we just been slowly sprouting, and you don't want to just be too aggressive and step on that flower and ruin everything. So
agreed. Agreed.
We don't do that.
To the Raptors' point, looking at them as the example, what's the give and take of, like, your win now? Like, I saw a tweet, and I don't know who it's from, but it was a good point. Like, in the current CBA rules, like, even the Thunder are gonna have to deal, like, the 4 or 5 year windows are gone now. Like, teams have 1-2 like the Pacers, are they ever getting back to what, I mean, they could, but, like, they're gonna eventually have to start making decisions on guys too. So it's just interesting, like, how much do you value, I think I asked this in a different way. Everyone says you want to win a championship, 100%. But how much do you value, like, would you rather have 1 year where you're top five in odds to win the championship, or you want to keep slowly building? I guess that's, you know what I mean? It's a tough
trade-off.
Here's
the difference between that and the Raptors one, in just my opinion. One, the Raptors one is different because the East was so much more open, and, like, there was no Thunder, there was no Wimby, there was no Rockets, none of that. Like,
Nuggets.
They had an easy path. Like, they had Giannis in their way, but this was even before Giannis. This was Giannis' first MVP year. This was before they blossomed into what was a championship team. This was before Jrue Holiday. This was, like,
and they beat a Hurt Warriors team.
They beat a Hurt Warriors team. And, of course, you need those breaks to win a championship. So
the Kawhi shot in
Philly. I'm just saying the Raptors one was probably easier to stomach, and it was DeMar in one first. It wasn't. I get DeMar had a bunch of value.
That's true.
But it was just not as a trade on as much of a grander scale.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough, because part of me is like, just take the freaking risk. It would be different for me if the Blazers were, say, a 5 seed right now and could win. I don't think if you add Giannis to this team right now, like, we're going on a championship run. If you said we could win a championship this year, if it's like a 1.5 year window, then I'd be much more interested in it. But if it's realistically just the 1 year window next year when Dame gets healthy and you get acclimated to the system, it makes me think so much more. And it makes me more excited to possibly be a third team candidate, because the more I've just read and the more I've kind of thought about what type of players we could get for one of the picks or two of the picks, you could make a huge splash with only one or two of the picks.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you, and I'm curious. Let's say it's you know, the picks back and whatever the pick capital is, it's not really prevalent to my question. Okay, Scoot's gone, Grant, Time Lord. You have Dame, Drew, Sharp, two Denny, Giannis, Klingon, and maybe like a buyout stretch five. What is the going into next season? What's the over under for wins for the Blazers? I was going to say, literally going to say it's high 50s.
High 50s.
Mid 50s, 55 and a half. Bro, we're forgetting, like, people were picking the Bucks who want to run in the East with that roster.
No, yeah, I get it, but I think it would be like 50 or something because, like, the Thunder, this, or not the Thunder.
Question for you. Like, here's another question.
The highest other than the Thunder was like 53 or 54, I think.
The Thunder were like at 60 something.
No, I know the highest other than the Thunder.
Oh, okay. How many, so you take Giannis off the Bucks. How many players on the Blazers would be the best player on the Bucks without Giannis, this current Bucks team?
It's got to be a handful.
Denny, for sure.
Sharp?
Sharp, for sure.
Drew?
Probably Drew, for being
okay,
real.
Okay, so there's three.
And
one of Drew or Sharp wouldn't start in this quote-unquote starting five next year if the package was... that's what I'm saying, like, Klingon.
Is Jeremy Grant better than Kyle Kuzma?
Oh,
and Ryan
God.
Rollins?
Yeah, God, yeah. I love Rollins, but I think Rollins will be better than Grant one day, obviously. I mean, Grant's getting older.
Is Tumani Kamara better than... Like, Miles Turner sucks this year, bro. Like, they suck.
Would Brooke Lopez be the best player on the
list? Okay. Let's not get over our head here.
Brooke Lopez, yeah,
My point is, like, the infrastructure around Giannis in Portland would be... Like, I think you would vault... The Blazers would vault to... Oh, I don't want to say the OKC tier. They'd vault to that A level S tier. You're on par with the Spurs for sure. You're better than the Spurs. Giannis is a top four player in the league. Giannis can be better than Wimby for all we know when he's engaged.
I think you obviously pay for it. You put your offer on the table and say, this is what we're offering if we want Giannis. Maybe add a tiny bit, but that's I wouldn't awesome. Like just dump absolutely everything that you have been grinding and working for. For Giannis, because it's
especially
just risk
if it's
involved.
For 1 year.
And what I don't want to happen is like we get like some, I don't know, 28 or older year old 3-and-D player that's going to just slot into our starting lineup and we get rid of our picks for that.
No.
As being a third team in the deal. I think that is the worst case scenario that we could take away from all of this.
Worst case scenario if it's multiple. But I remember I texted you guys the other day, like the one where we're giving up, let me pull it up. It was with the Knicks. It is
it's Kat and Mikhail coming back.
So ESPN said it, and it was in the end we're giving up Drew, Jeremy, Matisse, and one of the swaps in the 29 pick, and in the end we get Kat, no. Mikhail, and nope. Miles McBride. You're not doing that. That is that also vaults us. I feel like into next year we are in the top five. Like, we're on the Spurs tier with that team. That's an insane... Because then it would make us go Dame, Sharp, Denny, 2, Klingon. Not saying that would be the starting lineup. And then you also have Scoot, McBride, Mikhail, and Kat. That is like, top to bottom, maybe the best nine in the NBA, like, depth-wise.
I think we're in this whole situation of looking at our team and building just everything into account. We're just, like, taking Denny for granted. We didn't even say this on the podcast. Denny Avdija is an all-star. Did we say that last podcast?
First all-star.
Did we say that?
First all-star since Dame. First one other than Dame since LaMarcus.
And that's
just saying this. We're taking it for granted. This Denny thing is so new. This reemergence. I mean, we knew he was on the rise. Like, he was doing great last year and off to an awesome start this season. But like, we have an all-star now, and we've only had an all-star for half a season. So. You know, we're thinking about all these players we want to bring in trades, and it's just like,
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like we should slow it down a little bit. Like, we have Denny, see what we can do this end of the season and next season as we're healthy now.
That's what I'm saying, man. Giannis and Dame in Milwaukee were 31 and 13. They fired Adrian Griffin, you know, for whatever reason, bring in Doc, fine. But like, it worked. It didn't get to work in the big moments because one of them was injured or, you know, you have poor play around them. But the Blazers roster is like, it's strong on paper. You know, players got to perform. But I feel like Do you see anything where like the Giannis could change his mind, or like it's kind of as it drags on? Because the Bucks also, I think the Bucks realize, maybe I could be wrong, but I think they know we have the strongest package. I mean, we have the ticket to their rebuild. I mean, if they are going to go into a rebuild without their picks, you know, like,
yeah, we have the picks.
I would think we have one of the stronger packages, but apparently, according to Jake Fisher, it says the reason that Giannis will not go to Portland is, his quote is, the fact that they don't have a clear-cut blue-chip prospect, and that Giannis, by all accounts, does not want to head to that market despite the connections with Drew and despite the connections.
Okay, hold on.
We don't have a blue-chip prospect, but Miami does, but Golden State does, but the Timberwolves do. Like, we have the best.
The Timberwolves and Warriors absolutely don't. Kuminga's not blue-chip. Don't want to hear it. And then Jaime Jaquez, Jovic, where I could see it, but I don't think so.
What has he done in the league,
Tyler,
bro?
Tyler Herro is not a prospect anymore. He is what he is.
Sharp is a blue chip. Scoot is borderline blue chip. Klingon is borderline blue chip.
I think that's just, yeah, I think that report is carrying water for Giannis. Oh my gosh. I don't think there's anything about what the Blazers could offer on paper that would, where the Bucks would be like, in good faith at least, be like, oh, no, that's, you know, you guys are missing the mark on this part of the deal. Like, I don't know, man. Like, Giannis would, he would, like, Portland is literally a basketball town. Like, he would be forever.
Can we just take a look at just Milwaukee for a second? Like, their whole moves the last few years. I mean, look, bad. I can't attack the GM too much. He won a championship. So I guess everything I'm about to say is irrelevant.
Antetokounmpo for three.
You give all your picks away to the Blazers for Dame. And that's it. You don't even give Dame and Giannis a chance with the experiment. You hire Doc Rivers after firing Adrian Griffin.
Cody, do you think
way downhill, plummet?
You trade plummet. Chris for Kuz.
You get Kyle Kuzma as your third option on a championship team after having Drew in 2021. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And then you know, the basketball gods just hurt their luck, and Giannis was out. In the 2023 playoffs, didn't play a single minute with Dame. And then 2024, Dame has his blood clot and then obviously tears his Achilles a minute in. And then instead of saying, you know what, we still have Dame and Giannis, they pull the plug, waive him, pay him the next 3 years, and their picks are gone, and their number one option is about to leave.
And all of that, they'd get rid of Dame for Miles freaking Turner, bro. Like,
it's
what
horrid.
Are we doing?
It's horrid.
It's awesome for the Blazers and their... This is the other thing. It's awesome for the picks. I think in terms of like at value, I think this is the highest. Immediately when Giannis gets traded is when the picks will be at their highest, because everyone assumes the Bucks will be awful. And they could be, but like if they go get, you know, someone back who can expedite the rebuild, like I guess what I'm saying is it's a lottery at the end of the day. And so the Bucks picks could be like 7 and 8 for 3 straight years, which is not as valuable. It could be the number one overall pick. You know, it could be like the Blazers could play this like the Celtics, where they have, you know, high picks and they still are a solid team. And that's how they got Brown and Tatum. Like, you do have to build through the draft. So the Blazers like have no reason to trade the picks if it's not for Giannis, or to your point, Cole, you can hang on to some of them and get like 3 bona fide NBA players.
I mean, let me just put this into perspective. Yeah. These Bucks picks you're talking about, you know, building through the draft. These picks, what are they again? Can you remind me the years?
It's an unprotected first in 2029. So the Blazers will be picking twice in the first round, their own pick and Milwaukee's. It's
3 years from now. Okay.
And then in 2028 and 2030, they have the rights to swap picks. So basically, if the Blazers are in the playoffs, like bow out in the first round and they're the 22nd pick and the Bucks are in the lottery and they get the 5th pick, the Bucks and the Blazers swap. The Blazers pick 5th and the Bucks 22nd.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is, where are the Bucks going to be in a 3 to 5 year window? And I think if you were to, not that you can bet on this, but the Bucks are 4th worst in the East right now with Giannis. And you're telling me in 4 years that they're going to be the worst team in the East, man. They are. And, you know, they can look at that from their own ego and be like, oh, we can retool from this and we can rebuild and we can turn it around. I guess any team could turn it around in 3 years. especially if they keep Giannis. If they keep Giannis, if you keep a player like that caliber, you can obviously build around him, but it's just going to be hard. But if he's on the way out and they're already this bad, they're going to be on paper, like, should be the worst team in 2029. Like, they should be.
No, yeah, I agree. I think, again, the reports are the reports. I think the reason those reports are coming out, I guarantee you, it's two things.
To say to not trade, like, they're not going to trade him at all?
For not going to the Blazers. One, it could be because the Blazer or the Bucks front office is thinking to themselves, how stupid would it be to look to trade Giannis to the Blazers? How desperate we look to get our picks back in that, in a straight up trade. And they have Dame, Giannis, and Drew Holiday, even though we had all these guys just a couple years ago. So they don't want to do that. And this is all I'm saying. They probably know.
To be fair, they never had all three at the same time, but yes. I get your point.
And then the other thing is Giannis just doesn't want to go there. So instead of them saying, well, this is the best package, but Giannis doesn't want to go there. Sorry, they're doing right by Giannis. And they're just saying, well, we don't like this package as much. Because
so I think Giannis, well, I hope it's option two, because I feel like people's minds can change. And I did see reports Dame is like, I just feel like the Blazers, like we've always talked about the Blazers don't swing. And that's fair. But also, I don't think the Blazers have ever been as positioned as well, where you can compete on the package front. You can compete, like, you have Dame and Drew there, people that Giannis likes. To me, Giannis has always seemed like, I'm not trying to guilt him into coming to Portland or anything, but he has seemed like he's cool with a small market, and maybe he's done with it, and that's why he wants to go to a bigger market, and just maybe he just wants to go to Miami. I mean, if he goes to Miami, I mean, he's good. Everyone's talking about Miami would become an instant contender with Giannis. And so I understand it's the East, but I'm telling you, man, the Blazers get Giannis with the nucleus of talent. Would you do Giannis? Would you include Denny in any deal?
I mean,
depends, but
if Giannis, if you got 5 years of Giannis.
I mean, yeah, probably. It would be a lot easier to trade for him. I see people saying like Denny's got his back injury, sell high right now. I don't think these are lingering back issues.
He's also going to get paid.
I guess, yeah. That's so tough.
Option two of Giannis just doesn't want to come to Portland. You know what? I'm actually like, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but I'm okay with it. Like, I really am. Going back to what I said earlier, I want to see Denny with this healthy team and see what we can do. I don't want to overpay.
Part of me agrees with that. And part of me is just like, I am perfectly like, the best player the Blazers have traded for in our lifetime, in our time of watching the Blazers. So really like 2014 on, the best player we've traded for is Jeremy Grant. If you're a part of a three-team trade in the Giannis deal and you end up with Mikal Bridges or Jaden McDaniels or somebody like that, and you aren't giving up the full cupboard of picks, I'm going to still be happy. Part of me will be like, oh man, I wish we could have got Giannis, but I'm at the point where if 4 days ago I really was thinking Giannis is a huge possibility, I still think it is more possible than any other time in our fandom to get a star like this. We are still up there. But at the end of the day, I don't think we are going to end up with Giannis. If I had to just straight up say right now, it's probably not going to happen. While I do think if we are going to get Giannis, it's more likely to happen now than in the summer, I would say, because I think the situation would be the Bucks are wanting to get off of Giannis as soon as they can, just get rid of this, and they see the best offer, and they just pull the trigger, and they say, sorry, Giannis, we're sending you to Portland. You don't have to re-sign there. We need this offer. If it gets to the summer, and it gets to more of a bidding war, and there's more time, I feel like that's more time just for Giannis to tell them where he wants to go and things of that nature. So, I mean, I saw someone say just now, like, they think their prediction is Minnesota trades for Giannis, because, by the way, they made a move to clear cap today and purposely did not bring on Kobe White. They said, we don't want anybody, because they are trying to clear room for Giannis.
Bro, and why? So I guess, okay, sure. Yeah, Anthony Edwards is there, but like, and he's proven. Like, market wise, I guess Minneapolis is a bigger market, but like, what's the difference between Minnesota and Portland?
And you'd rather play with Anthony Edwards than anybody you already played with Dame. Like he probably doesn't really want to play with Dame again. If I'm being honest, he tried it, and I get it wasn't the best scenario.
He didn't
but
try. He didn't want to roll.
Dame's 35. So
Giannis is 31.
And I'm sorry, I would assume that most NBA players would probably rather play with Anthony Edwards more than any other player like in the league.
I did see an interesting trade proposal where you send all three of your so people are saying like this could be two separate deals where the Blazers are going to get like a stud for all three of the picks, and then that team is using the picks to go get Giannis, you know, for example, like Jaden McDaniels, but he's not worth all three. Like, you get the point.
Yeah.
Someone said Philly wants Giannis and Edgecombe for the three.
Then you'd have to figure out what you do with Scoot, probably, or Sharp.
With Scoot, Sharp, Edgecombe, Drew, and Dame, and Blake Wesley. Yeah, I agree.
That'd be interesting. I think the only thing that has changed from the last podcast is, one, Giannis is a little more vocal that he doesn't want to be there, reports are saying. And two, trades went down today. Two that affect this whole saga. One, the trade where Mike Conley is now no longer on the Timberwolves and the Timberwolves cleared space. That is a true clearing space to make a big move. The other one is Jaren Jackson Jr. just got traded today for young players that aren't proven and three first-round picks that aren't that good. That tells me you can get even more with the Bucks picks right now, because all three of those Bucks picks are more valuable than any of the picks the Jazz traded. So that tells me
it's a market setter.
You can trade for a Jaren Jackson Jr. level player with two of those Bucks picks, probably max. Like
that's a good point. I'll say I was too lucky scale, because at least those are going to be three players that literally provide need for us in different ways. McBride can, you know, bring effective shooting and scoring. Obviously Cad can stretch the floor, like Clean obviously can't, and then McHale is just McHale. He's an Iron Man, and he's just a classic 3-and-D that is obviously like better than Kamara. So I don't know, it's definitely interesting. Deadline's Thursday, I believe, and so I think also for the Blazers, if you want Giannis, I think we have a better chance if we get it done in the next 2 days. I feel like once the summer comes, just more teams are involved. But to your point, Cole, like the closer we get to those picks with Giannis on the Bucks and them like sitting on their hands, in theory, the worse they'll be. So it's a good spot for Blazers, honestly. It really is a good spot.
It absolutely is. And as we're talking, they're up 52-38 against the Suns. Big game, no Denny. Would be lovely to get that W. And Vit Krejcik, again, I don't know how to pronounce his name. We'll just go with Vit. We'll go with Heat Check. Has played 5 minutes and is 0-for-2 from the field, but that is fine. Welcome to Portland, Heat Check. So hopefully next time we talk to you is post-trade deadline, and maybe the Blazers get involved a little bit. I have to think another trade's going down, whether that's to get rid of a Robert Williams, whether that's to be a third team in a trade, whether that is to just go get a good player on your own. We are not stuck to the Giannis saga. We can do things on our own. So that's it. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Let us know in the comments below if you would do the Giannis trade. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.